Hello, this is Ernestine Young-Jones with a WBHF. I spoke with Congressman Barry Loudermilk Friday about the threat of a government shutdown. I began with one simple question. Do you support a government shutdown?
No. Government shutdowns are not good for the country at all. I don't believe shutdowns should be used as leverage to get policy done, especially right now. We've already seen a drop in the U.S. credit rating, U.S. government's credit rating, because of the massive spending that was done in the last two Congresses. Because our debt has risen so high, we've already dropped in credit rating. What that means is we have to pay a higher interest on this debt, and our debt is already unsustainable. Moody's came out and said if we go into a shutdown, they will drop us yet again. And the estimated price tag is $340 billion in additional interest. That's equivalent to half of our entire defense spending. So basically, it would drive the interest, just the interest we pay on debt, higher than our entire defense budget when you add this additional cost on top of what we're already paying. So there is ripple effects of going into a shutdown that's beyond just, well, you know, you may not go to a national park for a few days, or you may not be able to reach Social Security. You know, this stuff impacts average citizens as well. So it's our responsibility in Congress to fund the government. But we also have to cut this spending. We can't sustain this level of debt and deficit on a continuing basis. So we've got to come up with something. And we finally passed some of the appropriations bills with significant cuts last night. We still have more to go, but we also have to get the Senate. You know, these are to be starting points for negotiation. But the majority of the people around the country understand we cannot sustain this level of spending much longer. We have to be serious about cutting our debt and deficit.
So I really only have one more question, which is, do you think there will be a consensus then of lawmakers to reduce the debt and also fund programs that are important to Americans?
There is, and this is a bipartisan. We're going to disagree on what to cut and how to cut it. But the only way that we're going to be able to come close to balancing our budget, and you've got to understand, Americans own this debt. A lot of people say China owns most of our debt. That isn't true. About 7% of our debt is internationally owned. The rest of it is owned by your 401ks that invest in treasuries and bonds, it's retirement accounts, individual investments, and various vehicles across the country. The debt is owned by the American people. And every time we go deeper in debt, it raises our cost that we owe. So we have got to turn this thing around. It's going to be tough. What we're going to be proposing today, it addresses two of the major concerns that Americans have, and rightly so. One is our open border. The border crisis that we have right now is costing us about $450 billion a year. And there's a cost savings right there. Is just do our job by securing the border. So what is going to be on the floor today is a temporary funding measure that would fund the government for a short amount of time. They were still negotiating the time, whether it's 30 or 45 days, to allow us to finish our regular appropriations process. But on that will be the text of our border security bill, H.R. 2. So it will be contingent that we can temporarily fund the government, but we have to secure the border. And another provision in that is going to be setting up a bipartisan commission to look at where our real debt is, which is in the mandatory spending category. These are things like entitlements, Social Security, Medicare. These types of things are really what is the biggest driver of our federal debt, besides just congressional spending. We have to look at the whole thing. And so What we're going to vote on today, I hope we can pass it, would be a temporary funding with cuts. There's cuts in that funding, so it's not a continuing resolution. It's a temporary funding that goes ahead and institutes some of the cuts then to give us more time to work, but it also include securing the border, getting back to a secure, manageable border, which is a bipartisan issue at this point. 80% of Americans say, we need to do something to border. We have a border crisis. If we can do that, not only do we keep the government from shutting down, but we can save Americans anywhere between $150 to $450 billion just by doing the job on the border. So that'll go a long way as well. So we don't need to shut down. That's bad management. That's bad politics. But we also can't just continue doing things the way we're doing. So that's what we've been working on, trying to break the status quo here in Congress, which has always been kick the can down the road, wait till the last minute, and just eight people in leadership in the White House decide what the spending is for the next 12 months and force everyone to vote for that. We're trying to break the status quo, get back to what is intended to happen is 12 individual appropriation bills that 435 members of the House get to vote on, 100 members of the Senate get to vote on, and then we reconcile our differences and send it to the White House. That's the way the place is supposed to work. That's the only way we're going to be able to get out of this quagmire we're in.
One last question. I want to go back to something you said for clarification. When you talked about looking deeper into programs, you mentioned Social Security and Medicare.
Right.
Are you proposing reductions, and not you individually, but are reductions in those programs being considered?
No. Not at all. All we are looking at is, because these are so complex issues, the solution to that does not need to be politicized. It shouldn't be a Republican or Democrat solution. It needs to be a solid fiscal solution that protects the investment that you and I have made for our own retirement. You know, the government has forced us to save that money, give the government the money for them to save it. So we're entitled to that money back. So we need to protect that, but we also need to understand that it's very quickly becoming insolvent, which means we lose everything if we don't do something. That cannot be a political decision. So what this temporary funding measure would do would establish a commission, much like our base realignment and closure commission that was established several years ago, because as the military changed, there were military installations that were no longer needed, but it was almost politically impossible to close them. That, you know, bases we didn't need because of economic impact in certain areas. And so Congress decided the best thing to do is establish a commission that would come up with which bases should be closed or consolidated. And then Congress would have the final vote up or down on that list. What we're proposing is the same type of commission to look at these programs and come up with a plan that protects our investments in that, but also makes them solvent, and then they would basically write the legislation or the program, and Congress would then vote up or down of whether to accept it. So it would be up to the experts and those on the commission is what's the best path to go, and then, of course, Congress would make the decision whether they liked it or not.
Those are my questions. Thank you for talking to me. Do you have anything else you want to add, or have we kind of covered it for now?
I think that that's covering it of what we know where we are. You know, the next step will depend on what happens at about 1:30 this afternoon when we vote on this temporary funding measure. And so I think it's a good plan. I think we already know that even the mayor of New York is calling for Congress to do something and the administration to do something on the border. It is... this open border is not only wreaking havoc on our government expenditures, are beginning to affect the economy. It's affecting the health of our nation because of the fentanyl that's pouring through, the sex trafficking that the cartels are running through the open borders. But it's also a national security issue because of the number of terrorists that we, the ones we know of, that are coming into the country across the border. So Republicans and Democrats across the nation are saying, do something about the border. This is an opportunity for us to actually get something done.